Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, for the first time, that sounded like piss.
Yeah, it sounded bad. And I spilled it. Did you see that?
No.
I spilled it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For the first time, I've never in my life spilled it.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's a small window for that to happen.
Yeah. But guess how it tastes? Good.
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 Guess what? It's good.
Guess what? It's good.
I'm so, like, excited to be here again.
It's an honor.
It's an honor and a privilege.
It's an honor.
And it's sort of my purpose in life at the moment, this podcast.
We're back.
We're back. Should we talk about it? We've been away.
Let's talk about it.
We've been on a break for three months.
3 months.
Maybe we shouldn't say it. That's poison.
Don't let them know. There was a break.
No, we were busy.
We've been so busy.
We've been psycho. You've been doing a musical. I've been doing a one-woman show. In some ways, they're the same thing.
We're both actors now, actually, a bit.
Yeah, we've changed the game. But this, we always talked about missing it and...
Always.
We being always like, can we have fun for once?
For once.
Can we get on the mics and sit in the ABC studios at midnight and...
With our good friend Mark.
Mark. P.S. He's here.
He's here.
He's back. He's back.
Did you forget about him?
No, because we're married. That's the shock twist nobody saw coming.
That give it 3 months.
And
you hear what?
Wedding bells. Babies.
Babies on the way.
It's a bit of fish.
Yeah.
It's a fish.
They're really doing it.
You know, we never thought love could win, but it won.
It did.
It did.
Here in the ABC studios.
For a moment. Yeah.
We found a way. How do you deal with the smoke?
It's rough. I'll be honest. It's sort of like a cloud of smoke around him at all times.
How are your lungs? Because your throat pussy was not looking good 3 months ago.
No.
3 months ago. Back then.
It's a sacrifice that I'm making.
Yeah. You're sacrificing your throat pussy so your
real pussy gets beat.
Beat up. Beat all the way up.
Smash it. Break it down.
Lay down. Let him do it. And he does.
Night after night.
He slips those board shorts down to his ankles and he says, it's time.
Let me stick it in.
Let me stick it in. Let me pork you. Right here, right now.
Let me stick it in your gun. We have to talk about
that.
We're
talking about guns.
We just, that's a funny word and nobody's using it. And John's come up with slunty. And it's changed my life.
Slunty.
Slunty. Slut and hunty. Hunty.
My good friend, slunty.
Yeah, slunty. Use it.
How are you doing, slunty?
Yeah. Wow, fugly word.
Fugly.
Fugly's good,
fugly
too.
Fugly is good.
Ugly's
no
not
fugly.
Enough.
You know, when I first heard fugly, I thought it was like really bad. Like a really bad word to
kind
use.
Of like cunt.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's the forbidden word. I've been using that since I was 15. Like it's a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right?
I think we need to make it more normal.
I agree.
Get kids saying cunt.
And gunt. And gunt.
Gunt is with children. 21, gunt. 18. 16.
16. Lower the age.
Lower it. Kids. If you can fuck at 16, you can say cunt.
I don't think you can fuck at 16.
You can, can't
no,
you?
What?
Oh, is it 18?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mark? We're going to need to mark
I
that.
Didn't fuck at 16. Of course I didn't.
Course
I had sex
not.
When? 19. Angel. Okay? Make it the legal age? One more year.
One more.
She waits.
Wait another year. Let it ripen. That's called vintage.
Fresh for picking.
Aged.
Okay?
Vintage. For one extra year. Let it sit.
Let it sit. Let it simmer.
Let it simmer. Let it simmer, slunty.
Low heat.
Oh my God. Mm. I have to tell you something.
Please.
You know how, okay, this is my 3 month journey. This is what happened to me. I went on a full fitness journey.
Oh, so true.
Absolutely. I went from zero to hero.
Absolutely.
Just like that.
The most ripped man in comedy.
A bit, maybe a lot, mm-hmm. maybe significantly. Mm-hmm. And one thing I noticed, because I had lost a bit of weight, I have no ass.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Flat.
Pancake.
Flat. Yeah. Pancake.
Oh, I'd kill to see that.
Flat Stanley over here. You can. I'll show you.
Yeah, great.
I'll show
and
you.
And did you have a bit of a badonkadonk?
A little bit, yeah. Damn. It wasn't ever great, but it I was don't know if you remember. Plump. There was something there.
There was something there.
There was
yeah.
something there.
Yeah.
And now, nothing.
Do you care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Okay. There's things you can do for that. Exercise.
I got a guy.
Squats. You got a guy. Tell your guy.
I know. I do tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing for my ass? Do you know one man who's got the tightest ass in the world? Mark.
Really?
For real.
Real.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It could be bigger than mine in some sense.
No way.
Okay, no.
But you wouldn't know that with the clothes he wears.
Of course. No. He's no Kardashian.
He's hiding it. It's a secret.
But boy, am I glad to be involved in that secret. Do you know one time I read that Kim Kardashian did 100 squats each day? And so I went from doing no exercise to just being like, if she can do it, I can do it. I did 100 squats in a day. Couldn't walk for a week.
No
For
way.
Real.
You're joking.
I seized up like what? Wood. Like wood. My muscles were like, what the fuck? We've never done this before.
Are you real? For
I'm
real?
I'm being for real. It was in Perth.
In Perth?
Make it Perth. Okay. A Perth
Make
story.
It Perth. Make it the loosest year of my life. Make it award-winning one-woman theater. Didn't put that in the
we
show.
Didn't put it in.
What? Wait, were you going
shame.
To?
It's shame.
Shame. That was a shame. That was a shame for being bad at exercise. Shit.
Yeah, self-love. It's crazy.
It's
working
hard,
on it.
It's right?
So
it's not
hard.
Going well at the moment.
No,
maybe
I'm not
lot.
Good at all. Like, I was at the beach and I was like,
how was that?
It was lovely.
Yeah, nice day. Hot.
But I was like, when am I? I was like, you see so many super fit people. Mm. And I'm like, God, that must take so much work. And I was like, I don't want to that much.
No.
Like, I'm just a bit fine, all right.
For
like,
every day.
Yeah.
They do everything every day. They eat salad and eat
yeah,
salmon
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And go
and I was
to
like,
the gym. And
oh, I can't have one Kit Kat. I can't have a break.
I can't have a Kit Kat break.
Oh, man. Like, I don't know. I think there's got to be some sort of balance.
I agree. Living on the other side of this fitness journey, I think what you do is you justify it in your head by being like, this is my lifestyle now.
Yeah.
But it's not great.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
You know what I think it comes down to? Discipline. Because people are always like, you don't want to brush your teeth. You don't want to get out of bed, but you got to.
You don't want to wipe your ass. You don't want to take a shower. You don't want to say hi to your mother.
You want to say, fuck you, bitch. But you don't. Fuck you, mom.
You don't.
You whore.
You don't want to say to your friends, you're boring. I don't like you.
It takes discipline not to do any of these things.
And I don't have it. I haven't done those things.
I call my mom a bitch every day.
I call her on the phone. She says, who's this? And I say, you're a bitch. Goodbye. But it's true.
It's true. It's so annoying.
I don't brush my teeth sometimes.
Can we say
I
that?
I really don't.
And I don't shower all the time.
You really don't.
Everyone is finding this out slowly. And I'm just going to hit on the head. So what?
What okay. about it? And what? What about it?
What are you going to do?
What do you want from me? Every day? Every day?
I'm busy. I wash it, my pussy in the sink. Okay.
What did I do today? Wash my pussy in the sink. And they slap you on the ass and they say, you're good to go. Get out of here, hot shot.
That's something I was thinking about with all this sex I've been having
Absolutely.
With Mark. Is it? It's work.
Yeah.
To get the
Are
pussy.
Are you still? Because I remember ages ago, 3 months ago, you were getting tired from the sex.
Guess what?
Still going?
I'm getting better. Yeah. Actually, we should. I should talk to him about that. Mark, I'm looking you in the eyes. If he's noticed a difference.
In like, your if sexual I'm less, stamina.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a bit. You know, flexibility and sort of stamina.
That sounds like gymnastics. You're getting points.
It
every
is a
time.
Bit when you, you know, straddle.
Mm, straddling.
You
got
to, you know, spread your legs
Steeple
a bit.
Chase.
Bow-legged.
Bow-legged. Sort of. Throw the horse up and down the ring. Catch the ball. Put it in your mouth. Run around.
What sport is this?
All of them. All of them. All of them.
Steeplechase.
Dive in. Don't get wet. But then do get wet.
And then do.
When
also,
you
you're skiing.
You're skiing. Slalom. Hard turns.
You're going uphill?
Cross country skiing.
Wait. So to the sex.
Better.
I was, no, like, it's not about stamina. What were we just laughing about?
Getting less tired. Being, calling your mom a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's get back into that. Not showering.
There we go. Okay. That's what I want to talk about. Not showering. So the more sex you're having, the dirtier
you're
getting.
Are, yeah.
And I don't have a lot of time. No. So I'm sort of going into the bathroom, washing my gunt, if you will.
My gunt.
My hairy gunt.
Oh,
oh get holy. Over it. Get over
it's
it.
It's natural.
It's natural.
She's a woman.
I'm a woman, okay? Anyways, so it's just like my hair is getting red. Like, it's just like, oh, you got to wash everything. You're getting sweaty.
That's no good.
It's
no. That's no
You know?
Good.
Anyways, I'm not sharing all the time, but I'm making sure the important part.
Do you do lube?
No.
No. And that's good. Can I say that?
Is that good?
For you, it's good because...
We tried it once and it was like...
Too much.
Oh, it's sticky. It doesn't
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It's
like
not
honey,
fun.
Not
if
good.
It's right, it'll be right because I'll be sopping wet. Do you know what I mean? Like, it'll work.
I'll be getting wet.
But it made me think about, like, towards the right, future, when you get drier, it's rough.
I think for adults, sure. But also, people, if you're fucking 50, 60 years old, dry as a hell...
Stop. Could you?
Quit.
Could you not?
Take a bench. Take a seat.
Hit the bench.
You've got the time. You're more available. We're young 20-somethings
in New
York City.
What do you mean? We got to go.
We got to go.
We got to do it in the car.
We got to
do it
in the car.
In the stairwell.
Do it in the train station. Do it under the
bed. Under the bus. It's too noisy on the bed. You got to go under.
Mine is noisy.
Mine too.
Yeah,
no
good.
Sex on this bed.
What's up?
This
though?
House is cursed.
Do they sell beds? If there was a company like Koala, and I'm talking to you,
yeah,
listeners,
mm-hmm.
if you have a company that could specifically sell beds that yep. are marketed to be good
for sex, make it a brick. I want to hear a thing.
Yeah, silent.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do that.
That is so real. That's what we're all doing on them. Fucking and sleeping.
Fucking and sleeping.
Fucking sucking.
Sleeping.
Koala, that's your
that's
fucking
your company.
Logo,
we need
whatever.
Money for this.
It's like you're silent when you sleep. The one thing you need it to be silent for is for the fucking. You don't want to hear the like hitting against the wall.
Yeah, dong dong dong.
That's why I want to get a bed that's like a mattress, like one of those
on
the floor mattresses.
No,
which
don't
means
do
no storage.
On the floor.
No. Like
oh, like a low.
A low. Like low. What's that thing that you put a mattress on top of, and it's a bed base.
Okay.
Make it a bed base. No frame.
Yeah, I think I'm there too.
All of them are bad. Metal. Mm-mm.
Bed. Mine's wood, metal bad.
Metal's bad. Wood is bad.
Yeah, bed what? Base with storage though, right?
I guess, but I think, guess what? If you look up the IKEA beds, which like have storage and stuff, it's all squeaky. It's all moving parts.
Yeah,
you
IKEA
want it to be
bad.
A slab, which means no storage, which is rough.
You want it like
room.
A coffin.
You want it bolted to the floor. You want it like jail. It's bolted.
You're not getting out of there. We can't do it under the bed. You can't get under there. We can't leave this. You're not moving.
That's right. I don't know. I think it's important.
I think so, too.
Mm.
I agree.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But here's what I was going to go back to about the lube. Here's why I ask about the lube, because guess what?
Yeah, why?
I'm having sex with people with dicks.
Make it gay sex.
It's gay.
Yeah.
So guess what? We need,
so you need lube. You need lube. What about spit? Is that good or bad?
Okay, here's what it is. Sometimes bit both.
A bit. it can be both.
It's a blessing and a curse. Because here's the thing. I like to have sex drunk sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Don't we all?
Mom, don't listen. Get out now. Everyone does. Everyone loves a big drunk sex. Because guess what? You get to be crazy and dirty and whatever. Wake up and you're like,
but doesn't
it
make you dry?
Yeah. Makes your mouth dry.
Yeah.
Mouth dry. Here's the thing, drunk. Mouth dry, your mouth smells. Dry mouth, smelly mouth.
And you say no to morning sex because smelly mouth. Whereas I say a hell yeah.
She says, put it in me.
24/7, let's 24/7.
She's always open.
So you're saying spit is good and bad. Because I feel like it doesn't actually add moisture. Because it evaporates just like everything. Yeah.
But if you're doing blow, gobs, and you know, you can you can be fine with spit, I guess.
That works.
But if you're doing round the back, flip it around, make it the ass.
You need lube.
Yeah, you're going to need lube.
You're going to need
lube. Yeah. Unless you're crazy. And some guys do that.
Oh,
some guys are
no.
like, just spit. And it's like, not for
That's
this.
That's tearing. We're getting into tearing season.
We're getting summer. Into ripping and slipping and sliding. And
Look after yourselves out there. I mean,
keep it safe.
It's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
It's a marathon, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah,
put on your shoes
and get to work.
And get to work.
Go for a run.
Go for a walk around the block. Tell me how you feel. Do they feel good?
Wait, so what's the thing about lube? You have to use
the
lube.
Thing about lube is that you have to use it, and then, and also even just like for hand jobs.
Yeah,
lube.
Yeah, I should get into that.
Get into that. Yeah. Ask Mark about that. Mark.
He's shaking his head.
He's not into it. It's in the front or nothing.
I want it in the hole. No, slam dude. Dunk.
Slam dunk. But when you're gay and you have got lube on your hands and you need to, number one, exit the room. How do I get this doorknob going?
Whoa.
That's the first thing. Wow. Second thing, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to wash it off my hands. I also have to wash it off my dirty dick. My dick has lube on it. If you have lube on your dick and you put on a pair of underwear and you don't wash,
bad.
Guess what? You're going to be still sticky at the end of the day, darling.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And guess what? Are you going to get sick? Are you going to get a disease? Are you going to get anything? No.
No, but you're going to feel dirty.
You're going to feel dirty.
Oh, my God. Here's the other thing that I've been experiencing is when you get horny, like for me wearing panties, they are, okay, John's got water in his mouth, he's trying not to spit it out, swallow, sweetie.
Just thought you turned and looked in my eyes at the panties, and I had to be like, what does that mean? Are we speaking lace, are we speaking holes? Granny, make it nude, make it what? Make it what?
Oh, we want clarity? Okay.
What's panties,
I'm just like normal,
darling?
Normal undies.
Okay,
normal
buns.
Bonds, make a buns, make a bikini cut, whatever.
Sure.
When I'm like getting horny with my man with, what's the word? What's the thing before it? Foreplay.
Foreplay.
Which is the best part, which leads you to being ready to for the sort of penetration. You know what
in.
I mean?
Throw it all in.
Give it everything, you know what I mean?
Give it everything you got.
That means when I take them off, those panties, sopping wet.
Wet.
Wet. Like you've just come out of the pool, okay? And guess what?
When
you're finishing up, right, and we're washing and we're whatever, I have to put those dang things back on.
No, man.
And it is minor. It's like someone, it's like you've pissed yourself. And then you have to re-put them on.
That's
so I
so
now
good.
Have to go to places
bring a spare.
Double.
Yeah, bring a spare.
And that makes me feel like a dirty little rat.
Really?
A dirty little fuck rat. I gotta
be
prepared.
Dirty pair of underwear in your hand.
It means that I'm going places with two undies.
Yes.
It's just like there's so much work to sex.
Yeah.
It's
a lot. And no one's talking about that at all in any way.
That's
at
what
all.
I mean. Like sometimes it's like sex. No wonder married people stop doing it. But what I mean is like it's great having Mark. We're sucking and fucking all the time. But there's added sort of things. It's its own. It's its own job.
It's its own job. You're working two jobs.
But I am
three
great.
With the pill.
With the pill. No one's talking about that.
No one's talking about
that's
that.
That's its own
taking
career.
The pill every day. Yeah. And you're not getting a promotion. The promotion is that you don't get a child.
I'm getting no rep. No, nothing. There's no employee of the year on the wall. Just the reminder that says you forgot if you forget.
You forgot, bitch. You're going to have a baby, bitch.
Bitch. You're getting your period, bitch.
That's how reproductive health works.
You know what's so funny?
I've seen videos of it.
You
for
taught
sure.
me Bang Bus. And I had tried to explain Bang Bus to someone and I was like, it's a bus. Like, because I haven't seen the porno, but it's a big inspiration to us. Well, for you,
for
about
my,
me.
It's one of my favorite concepts, I
right.
think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, it's like someone's walking down the street and then a bus pulls over and it's like, hey, want a lift? And then they get in and they're fucked on the bus. How would you explain Bang Bus?
That's Bang Bus.
Is that Bang Bus?
Okay, but don't make it... When you say bus, I think of like a tour bus, like a big bus.
Yeah,
but
it's
not.
Like
that. It's like a van.
More
like
okay, it's a van.
But not like a moving van. It's like a large family car.
You it's know a family I mean? Sedan.
A good 8-seater. A good 8-seater. You know what I mean? It's big enough that they have a driver. They've got a
crew. They've got the whole crew.
They do. They got lights and sound guy in the passenger seat, in the front seat. And then they've got maybe two. You know when the seats face each other?
Mm.
It's that.
Okay.
So we've got seats facing forward, driver and AD. Mm. You know, key grip. Catering. And
the coffee lady.
You guys tired? Gonna get you something.
What's on coffee? Boiling hot
it's
coffee.
Fog-
this moving van.
I've got a spoon if you need it. Sugar?
Milk. You
milk.
Want milk?
Milk. You let me know. Oh.
Wait, so they've got...
So what? Yeah, two seats facing the front, as you do in a car. And then the next seat, behind it immediately, back to back.
Back to back. You know what
I
mean? Oh, facing back.
The other way.
Facing backwards.
And that, I think...
What?
That's what I think, based on the... Actually, maybe that's how they used to do it, but maybe they don't make cars like that anymore.
Yeah.
Have you seen a car like that?
No.
I think I have, but that's a very specific kind of car. Okay, so there's either that kind of car with the seats facing the other way, and then that's how they get the camera going because they've got it facing. Or what they do, it seems like they have more room in that second row of the car than you would normally.
Why are you calling it a car if it's a bus?
It's not a bus.
It's not a bus. It's not a bus. I wish it was a bus.
I think it should be a bus. But also, imagine filming in a bus. It'd be too long.
Yeah.
And also,
is it
seats
one
are small.
Fuck at a time.
It's
okay. One guest at
so
a time.
So this is
on the
just
bus.
Logistics. Let me get into this.
Okay.
So that's the car itself.
Mm.
So think a large family sedan.
Mm-hmm. But make it porn.
Make it porn.
No family trips.
No family trips. Okay, here's what I have seen. I don't know if I've actually... I might have watched a Bang Bus when I was like... Back when I thought I was straight. Maybe when I was in high school or something. But I've definitely seen Bang Bros. Which is Bang Bus but make it gay.
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 Okay.
Gay.
Yeah.
And what they do often with Bang Bros is a bait and switch.
This is technical.
Okay, this is technical. So what we have is a large family sedan driving down the road, and I'm gonna explain the gay one because it's my culture. It's what
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they roll down the window, and they're like, "Hey, they go horny in Bang Bros. They go horny. They're
okay,
like, they're like, hey, look at this sexy lady, and it's like some dirty slunty with her tits out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're like, you think she's hot? And he's like, oh yeah, I guess. And they're like, you want to come in and fuck her? And he's like, what? And they're like, we'll pay you. And he's like, okay. And so they pull over, they open, you know, the automatic sliding door.
It's slow,
accessible. And they let him in and then they get him in there.
Wait, what do you mean he? You've been talking about a girl.
So there is a girl. This is Bang Bros with the bait and switch.
Meaning... Two guys are in a bus, the thing, and they see a sexy girl.
No, they've got a girl on board.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this it's a guy talking to a girl.
No. Here we go.
I'm lost.
I know. I'm sorry. I've added too many layers.
It's hard. It's a visual medium, and we're sort of making it oral.
Yeah, okay. So the bait and switch is you say to a guy, this is a girl. You want to fuck this girl? And the guy's like, yeah. They
so
get him in there.
So they're calling out to the guy being like, hey, I want to fuck this girl.
In.
They get the guy in the bus.
And then they say, put on this blindfold, you little slut.
No,
and then
I
they
know
put the blindfold on, get his little dong along out.
No.
She starts, you know, doing a little bit, Then get
switch.
The guy. That's the switch.
And it becomes
bait
immediately
switch.
Better.
Make
he
it
knows
better.
What's up.
Make it better.
He comes
and
hard.
He's like, whoa. No, he doesn't.
No.
So here's what they do. Then this is plot. They get the guy to suck, and he's like, wow, it's pretty good. And they're like, yeah. And then they get the guy to put his ass on it, make it tight, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, that's tight.
Thinking
it's a pussy. And then they get him to take the blindfold off, and he's like, oh, what? And then he's like, all right.
I love it.
I'm in. Let's do it. Yeah.
Oh, it's an ass.
It's an ass. Yeah, make it an ass.
Wow.
And guess what? It's all fake. And the guys are all gay.
Of
and
course.
Nobody
yeah, yeah,
cares.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's called show business.
It's called show business, kid. You get in the van, you get your $30, you get out. That's show business.
You're going to be famous.
You get your drink tickets. We'll see you later, darling. Absolutely.
You killed.
Yeah, you killed tonight. Love that set.
And what's the girl doing?
And she just gets out, I think.
We're done.
She's not hanging out the whole time. Unless they want to film a reaction shot of her being like, we got you.
You just got pranked.
You just got pranked, bitch.
That's insane.
But bang bus is just take away the bait and switch.
Okay.
Make it girl on the street. Make it you want a lift. Come in. And then they say, how much money? Maybe they'd be like, how much to suck him off? And she'll be like, $30. And then they're like, what about fucking? And I'm making it up.
Yeah,
really,
yeah, this
a
is
bit.
Crazy.
I don't know. I need to review it. But if you know what Bang Bus is, send
call
it,
in.
Call in. Call in. Would love to know what your experience around Bang Bus
so
is.
True.
And Bang Bros, sometimes they're good, but not really.
Okay, we should leave it there.
I think it's time to wrap it up.
But we're back and...
Oh, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
Can
we say
that for one
say
second?
That I hope you feel it too, listeners.
I hope you feel it. And we've been so busy.
We've been so busy. And, you know, a lot of you said to us, like, we miss you. Where's the pod? And it means so much that you cared.
People were so sad.
And some of our listeners supported us at our different ventures, and that means so much to us.
Yeah, people came and saw my fucking musical. Guess what? We sold out.
Yeah, huge.
Concetta Caristo cried in her show.
That's
and
right.
It made me cry. I actually couldn't stop crying, and several Sydney comedians were very uncomfortable around me. Because I couldn't stop crying.
Because you were emoji.
I was very proud of my girl.
It meant so
my
much.
Girl.
And so...
Best night of my life. Maybe a bit.
Oh,
a lot.
Oh, that's so special. Yeah, you don't know this,
what
listeners, but on that first night when I came out and saw John, who I hadn't seen in a while because we've been so busy separately, we sobbed. We sobbed
really,
and held each other
truly.
For like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And nothing else mattered to me in the world.
No. And
it
people were trying to make jokes and people were being like, ah.
It all drowned out.
I was like, shut up.
It was that. I'll never forget that.
It was huge.
And
huge.
That's called friendship.
That's a bit. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's what we sacrificed for. Okay. That's what we went away for 3 months to do.
Yeah.
And now we're making magic. Again,
we're
together.
Absolutely making magic. And guess what? It's going to be regular.
It's going to be regular. We're going to go back to being regular. We have some surprise
we
things.
Have some secrets about the show.
So get into it.
Whatever.
Whatever. Shut up.
Shut up. We're not going to tell you about the secrets.
Bitch mom. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.